Good evening. I call this February 6, 2024 meeting of the Planning Commission to order. My name is Darrell Bolziger. I am the chairman of the Planning Commission. My pleasure to welcome you here tonight. This is a public meeting and you are encouraged to take part in the process. Please participate, ask questions, share your thoughts. We have several rules to help us proceed with an orderly meeting as you keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. If you need to make a call, please step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, raise your hand. I'll recognize you when you come to the podium. Secretary Jones must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so others have an opportunity to speak. However, focus on comments. We'll try to keep track of your time for you. This meeting is being conducted in accordance with the Nebraska Open Meetings Law. There's a copy at both exits. And I now ask for a roll call of members.
Bolziger?
Here.
Pleska? Pounds? Kading?
Here.
Huber?
Here.
Radner? Schroeder? Boswell?
Here.
Heinrich?
Here.
Thank you. I'm looking for the approval of minutes for the January 2nd, 2024 meeting.
Make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion by Boswell, second by Heinrich to approve the minutes. Any questions or additions? Please vote.
So it's not right, because I did not do the attendance right, so it has Joe abstaining, Joe Pleska. I wasn't able to fix him, so how do you...
So just let the record show that Joe was absent, right?
Okay, yes. All commission members present voting aye.
Okay. I'll open a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit submitted by JN Holdings, LLC, DB Inalienable Arms, 5626 County Road 40, Fort Calhoun, Nebraska, to continue renting desk space to store a gun safe to conduct e-commerce firearm sales with the occasional local sale with minimal walk-in traffic of about one sale per month on Sublot 1, K-Span Industrial Park, A Subdivision of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, 760 Front Street, for 3 years with the stipulation of continuing the monitored security system. Yeah.
Good evening, commissioners. For your first conditional use permit renewal tonight is from JN Holdings. They have their office in the Shotwell Glass building. The stipulation for time has been modified from 3 years, been reduced down to November 7, 2026 to coincide with their federal firearms license. We'll get to that in a little bit. Anyway, this is a renewal for the conditional use permit, which expires this month. This is their third time renewing. They are zoned AML, agriculture, and light industrial manufacturing. Their first conditional use permit was in 2017, next renewal 2021. They rent space from the signed Eagle Shotwell Glass, who has agreed to this request for another CUP. Again, it's desk space only, which means there's limited walk-in sales. Usually it's done on the internet. This is just a place to conduct business, handle the guns that they sell. The safe is monitored with the security system as was required from the previous conditional use permits. We've received no complaints ever on this, no letters from this mailing, and none from any complaints from somebody complaining about the business. We do recommend, obviously, continued use of this monitoring system. The requested time for the CUP is until November 7th. 2026, which is different than the 3 years that was advertised. This shows the location. It's Front Street, Washington Street, 10th Street there. Zone overlay shows their area, AML, railroad tracks. We've got highway down here and residential up in this area. And on the street view of the place, sign equal shallow glass, and then that is front screen. Any questions for staff on this conditional use permit renewal?
Why is it required to have a conditional use for this business?
I believe the, Phil, do you remember when the first one came out? Because it's sales in AML.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the reason for the conditional use permit.
So does Shotwell Glass have to operate under a conditional use?
They do not sell these, this kind of merchandise.
Okay.
They're working their own, you know, glass and stuff like this.
Understand. Gotcha.
And I assume the length of this is less than the 3 years that was advertised. That's why it's all right.
Yep, that is correct.
Okay.
Can't go more, can go less. And it's with the same thing with commission. The commission can never vote for more, but they can certainly set their stipulations at less.
Any questions of the staff? Is there any questions of the applicant? Any remarks or from the audience that would like to speak on this issue? Okay, I'll close the public hearing and see what the commission would like to do.
But we approve this as is?
With that stipulation?
The stipulation of the monitored security system, yes.
Motion by Kading, is there a second? Second by Boswell, is there any further discussion? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So this goes to the council in 3 weeks now, right?
February 27th, 2 weeks from, is it 3 weeks from tonight?
Three weeks
from tonight, yes.
Yeah, okay. I'll open a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit submitted by Blair Youth Sports. Let me get this thing here. 15820 County Road 23, Herman, Nebraska, to increase their trap skeet houses from 5 to a maximum of 10, along with 5 standing stations for multiple throwers. On tax lot 15, section 36, township 19 north, range 11 east of the 6 p.m. Washington County, Nebraska, 0.85 miles north of Blair along North 10th Street for 20 years to coincide with lease agreement. Jeff.
Thank you again. For your next consideration, the Blair Shooting Sports does have a skeet trap range north of Blair. This is a shotgun-only range. They've started out with, I believe, 5 trap houses. This shows the location north of Blair along on Highway, excuse me, on 10th Street, or at this point, County Road P33, I believe. The current zoning up in that area is ag. This CUP replaces the current conditional use permit. They are not due for renewal until December 2025. However, they have expanded beyond the 5 trap houses. They didn't realize that they were only allowed 5, so they are applying for basically a modification of their conditional use permit to allow them up to 10 trap houses, and then also 5 standing stations for multiple throwers. And I believe that they can explain that a little bit more than I can. But any of the buildings on that lot do have building permits. They are in a flood zone, AE zone. They have the proper flood permitting permits to build in that area, whether it's above elevation or they flood-proof their buildings. The owner of the parcel at 3rd Generation Ames has signed off on this request, and their request this time is for 20 years, which corresponds with their land lease. The city of Blair has not received any complaints about this range. Again, this shows the location, north of town, surrounded by ag land. There's no review there. The nearest neighbors, about half a mile here, 2 farm sits there, and then 1 rural residential down here, about a third of a mile farther south. This shows an overview of their different stations. This is the building that was built, kind of like a clubhouse. And these are temporary, can be pulled out in case of pending water. This is taken while it was still pretty cold, but it's looking glass that shows our clubhouse and different stations. With that, any questions for staff?
Yes, sir. Yes, from the audience.
Do you want to say my name first?
Yeah, your name, spell last names.
My name's Dennis John Zolk. Last name's Zolk, Z like in zebra, O-L-C-K. I'm the president of Blair Youth Shooting Sports. And just to clarify a little bit.
And is this your address that you use, or do you have an address?
My address is 15820 Canada 23, Herman, Nebraska.
Thank you.
Okay. And when we originally put in for the permit, which I believe was in 2015 or 2016, they said five traps. For some reason, I know we had talks and stuff, and they talked about naming that whole area for a shotgun shooting range. And so when we originally built, and I had all the, and this was brought to the city and approved when we originally built it. When we originally built the facility, and even on the blueprints they signed off on, there were six trap fields on. And so it was, we've always had six trap fields from the day we started our building. Now just recently, we're in the process of building a trap skeet combo field. And a five stand, that's basically just a mobile, it's eight machines that can be shot anywhere mobily, and there's basically five different stands that you shoot from. And it's basically, it's similar like sporting clays. And all this shooting is, we have for, is for you shooting for, it's a collegiate sport. It's also a high school sport. And so we compete in the high school division, and we have kids that go on to college and compete in college. Now, just a little bit of clarification on my lease time. The 20 years is, when I built my clubhouse, there is a stipulation that with the state of Nebraska and the federal wildlife, we had to be open to the public 2 days a week for 4 hours a day for the next 20 years. And so that's the 20 years. Plus, I did have a 35-year lease on the property, which takes me to 2051. So it's a little bit more than 20 years. But that's why we're looking for at least 20 years, because for what we have obligated to this, the state games and parks, and you know, almost 20 years. So, and it'd just be beneficial to us. Again, it's clearly a mistake on our part. We didn't know it. When we discovered it with the city, we clearly want to make it right. So that's why we are. We don't have any intentions to build anymore, but it's a growing sport. We're starting to host events for multiple different schools there. And so, and times we'll have 300-400 kids there shooting. And so sometimes you want more traps. There's some places that have 12, 14 of them. Right now, six is playing with me. Some we're just doing. It's all donated, it's all fundraised. I'm tired. I have nothing more.
Any questions of the applicant?
No.
Thank you. Does anyone else want to speak on this issue? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and see what the commission would like to do.
Vote to approve as written.
Hmm?
A vote to approve.
You will make a motion to approve?
Yes.
As presented?
As okay. Presented, yes.
I'll second.
Motion by Kaden, seconded by Huber to approve this CUP. Any further discussion or questions? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So that again will go in 3 weeks to the city council. Gotta get my, so I can read the next thing, okay. I will open a public hearing to consider an ordinance amending zoning regulations, Article 7, Section 704, RML Multifamily Residential Low Density District, 704.07 minimum lot requirements, by reducing the minimum lot area required for multifamily dwelling units after the first two units, in between three units and six units from 4,000 to 1,500 square feet per unit. Jeff?
Thank you, Ben. So your next two items are dealing with amendment to our zoning regulations with the city of Blair, both in RML, RMH, which is multifamily high density and low density. This is another tool that we want to implement to hopefully increase the housing availability in the city of Blair. Right now, 704, which is RML, multifamily residential low density, is more crowded area than the single family densities. Multifamily dwellings to a maximum of 6 units are an exception, so they do need a conditional use permit. So whatever happens, either it does happen, does not happen, if somebody wants to build a multifamily unit again to a maximum of 6 units in anything in RML, they do have to have a conditional use permit. Right now, a single family dwelling needs a 6,000 square foot lot. The minimum area for a two family attached single dwelling duplex shall be 8,000 square feet. Each additional unit above that is 4,000 square feet. We're proposing changing the minimum lot area required for multifamily dwellings up to 6 units. It will be 8,000 for the first two, 8,000 for the duplex. But then each additional unit will be no more than 6 units, with no more than 6 total units, will only be 1,500 square feet. So you're going to have your duplex be the same higher square footage no matter what. If you go between 3 and 6, instead of the required 4,000 square feet per unit, we would like to see that reduced down to 1,500 square feet. And the reason is, an example, if you build a triplex or a quadplex on a lot, they require 12,000 square feet and 16,000 square feet. The average RML lot ranges between 9 and 12,000 square feet. So if you want to do a triplex or a quad, you're going to need probably 3 lots to put that across because of the current requirements for the square footage. With a change in this, you probably only need to have 2 lots. Now, also, some limitations that you still have to have the full, maximum 40% coverage. And it does require a conditional use permit. So Planning Commission and Council can look at something and simply say, no, this is not the right fit for this area. You know, we're just not going to allow that conditional use permit, whether that happens with the changes or not. Again, the main reason for this amendment is to make it easier to build in the city of Blair, more multifamily homes in the district, which again, while low density, is multifamily. This proposal was submitted to our ad hoc Planning and Zoning Committee, which is made up of both Planning Commission members and City Council members, for their opinion and advice on the newer square footage requirements. And it is the advice of this committee that's presented to you tonight. Just a quick rundown, RML, these are the new subdivisions for low density multifamily. We have Northern View, Southern Hills, right? Not Southern Ridge, Southern Hills, RML, these areas too. A lot of these lots, again, range between the average 9 to 10, 11, 12,000 square feet. Infill, you can see in this part of town, north of the railroad tracks, we have RML, this part, this would be kind of the northwestern part, and then south also, there's some RML. Not a lot of infill lots left. There are some there, you know, maybe if somebody tore down a house or was in disrepair, they'd also have a lot available to make something a little bit bigger other than single family. With that, any questions for staff on this amendment?
No.
No. Is there anybody from the audience like to speak on this issue? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and leave up to the commission what they'd like to do.
Just as a point of clarification. Okay, it says Article 7, Section 704, and on my screen it says Section 705.
Is that for the next amendment? 705.
That's why.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's clarified now.
It's now clarified. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
I'd make a motion to approve the amendment as presented.
The ordinance, yeah.
I'll second.
Motion by Bazos, second by Kading, to approve the ordinance as presented. Any further discussion? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
That'll go to the city council. I guess I have a question. Does this ordinance require more than one hearing, or is it just one time?
No, there's only regulations.
Okay, just curious. So, get my screen back here. I'll open a public hearing to consider an ordinance amending zoning regulations, Article 7, Section 705, RMH Multifamily Residential High Density District, 705.07 minimum lot requirements by reducing the lot area for single-family dwellings from 5,000 square feet to 4,800 square feet, and by reducing the minimum lot area required for additional multifamily dwellings after the first two units from 3,000 to 1,500 square feet per unit. Yeah.
Again, thank you. So the second amendment request is for high density, RMH, which is our highest density in the city of Blair. In 705.02, which is RMH, multifamily dwellings with 48 or fewer units are permitted by right. So you can have a duplex. If you go higher than that, it's permitted by right. So there's no conditional use permit needed for that. It's just exactly what it says. There is still lot coverage, but the lot coverage is up to 70%. So you can have obviously more density in these lots. One change we want to make is the minimum lot area for a single family dwelling should be 5,000 square feet, just as it reads right now. The minimum lot dimensions in RMH are 60 by 80, which is 49 square feet. We would just like to reduce that 200 square feet just to become more in line with this RMH high density. The other proposed changes has to do, again, with multifamily houses or units up to six units. Right now, anything above six units is 1,500 square feet anyway. But below six units and above two units, you're required to have 6,000 square feet for the duplex. And then anything above that, above that duplex is also 3,000 square feet. So again, with using the quadplex example, 3,000 per unit for the duplex, then 3,000 unit for each additional unit up to six units, which is a lot of lot space for multifamily triplex or duplex or sixplex in high density. Our proposal is the minimum lot area required for two units, 6,000 square feet as it is now, but then each additional unit shall be 1,500 square feet. Notice, unlike RML, we don't differentiate between two and six, because in RMH, anything above six is already 1,500 square feet. We just want to take that missing triplex, quadplex, sixplex, fiveplex, whatever, and drop that down to 1,500 square feet to make it easier, more economical to build. Again, this proposal is also presented to the Ad Hoc Committee, which gave us their recommendation opinions on our choices. As we talk about here, quadplex would be, as written, 12,000 square feet. If amended, a quadplex would only require 9,000 square feet. If the average RMH lot is 5,000 square feet, you can use two lots and put your quadplex, your sixplex, as opposed to having to have three lots, as written now. The only subdivision we have, which is high density RMH, is the West Valley, which is Nebraska Street, near the Transportation Hill campus. There's also some infill in that area there. RMH also infill in the Blair, more central city, more areas like this. This is Park Street and 18th Street. This is the school. This is kind of a real world example. We were approached with the developer wanting to build actually this quadplex on a lot, but he can't because of the way we are currently written. Now again, we don't change these change the regulations just for one developer, because that never works. You never want to change the smokestacks, as they say. But we do think it's advantageous for the city to change this. Whether or not they decide that they're going to do this, if it changes as allowed, I can't guarantee that. But it will guarantee that somebody else coming down will simply say, yes, I can put a quadplex on this lot, for example, 1807 South Street, 11,700 square feet. Everything fits here. The setbacks, they have to have a little bit more parking, and we're not saying reduce the parking requirements. They'll still stay at 2 per unit. But if it's the setbacks, if it's everything else in there, except for the requirement of the high lot sizes. This lot's at 11,700, he would need 12,000 square feet. If the changes are adopted and okay, voted on by council, then he would probably have 9,000 square feet requirement and he'd be able to fit this quadplex onto this lot. Again, not doing it just for this person, but this shows what can be available to the other builders and developers. Any questions for staff?
Don't see any. Anybody in the audience care to speak on this issue? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and leave it up to the commission what they'd like to do.
I would move that we approve this.
Move by Heinrich.
Second.
Second. Second by Katie to approve the ordinance as presented. Any further discussion? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So that will also be in 3 weeks of city council meeting. Report from staff.
I have nothing else.
I entertain the motion to go home.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Basler, second by Katie to adjourn. All, go ahead and vote. Thank you.
All commission members present voting aye.
Thanks, everybody.